you care to comment on any personalities or character people like Watson Watt and
yes,
A.P. Rowe, W.B. Lewis?
Yes, I'd love
can
to.
Can you kind of bring them out as,
yes,
as people?
I think I can. We had a lot to do with them in the early days, you see.
Sure.
Before BBRL got set up, essentially everything that was flowing in radar flowed through that office and the visitors that came through. And we would, depending upon what the job of the person coming through, whether he's high-level administrator or research director or whatever, we would lay out itineraries for them. And so we got to know these people quite well, taking visitors up to TRE. Watson Watt, of course, was in London by then, and he was Sir Robert, and he asked us to call him Bob, or Bobby. He was liked Americans, and Dave Langmuir and I got on very well with him. So did Archambault, our boss. And we often took our visitors there, and he would give us the history. But at that time, he had been put into an advisory role and wasn't as important as he was in the beginning when he really laid the groundwork for, you know, you know the whole story of how he did the calculations of what these detecting devices could be. Sir Edward Appleton was still there. You remember he did the
ionospheric
stuff. He had the data, and Watson Watt made the calculations as to what it could do for the detecting. And so off they went on their early detection equipment fast. Appleton was still involved as chairman of some of the committees. He was a little more formal, but friendly, and would, you know, easy to take visitors there. Most of them were pretty friendly with Americans. You know, that's an unbelievable international relationship we had, and us young kids were capitalized all the time on that. And Edward Appleton, Rowe was at TRE. And then W.B. Lewis. Rowe was more formal and I always had administrative and so on. W.B. Lewis was very open with the science, and, you know, could exchange that. Any one of these persons would sit down just as you and I are doing now and get out a pencil and a piece of scrap paper. Pencil was usually a little stub which they sharpened with a knife, and the scrap paper had already been written on completely. They would lay out a diagram and talk to do it. Anything, any of them. Unbelievable cooperation. Watson Watt, as I say, was a national hero. He was an advisor, but not so much in the running of things, line running. I think he felt a little badly about that, but we didn't enter the picture. He kept up on the technology, no question about that. W.B. Lewis was very active at TRE when BBRL got set up, and you know, there was the ABL, the American British Laboratory, which was the countermeasures lab, which set up as another lab right up at TRE. And they you know, the working relationship was just unbelievable. John Cockcroft. You know, he was the head of ADRDE, which is the Army Defense Research and Development Establishment. And that was near Great Malvern, too. So you could go up to Great Malvern and you could get the TRE and the RDE. The Navy laboratories, they'd be down in Portsmouth and the South Coast. And gosh, I thought Wright was the fellow.
He was Admiralty.
Admiralty.
You're correct.
He was Admiralty, the science minister of the Admiralty. I don't need the exact title. And he was the fellow that we would take a lot of people through to visit the Navy labs. The Navy had this wonderful lab, and And Dave Langer and I often interchanged with them, but they were a little tight on their own operations. And they had many very good Navy personnel, Navy officers in exchanging. A lot of officers in the Navy were involved in radar and came over in Mufti on a Pan Am and immediately put on their uniforms when they got there. But we had exchange with the Navy labs too. And what was the fellow down there? And I see him. I see him writing on one of these pieces of paper. One of their Navy leading Navy scientists. But the exchange there went well. But and of course they had representatives of the Navy in the PAL committee and all of that. Oh, and the Navy had I was the U.S. Liaison guy on the GAP committee, the Guided Anti-Aircraft Projectile Committee, and a naval officer led that operation. And so Wright was that. He was a very formal person, as I remember, you know.